Hello and welcome to the happiest competition on earth, the Heroes and Princess Immunities.
Woo!
Woo. There's so much energy tonight.
So as you can tell, we're missing someone. I hope you can tell. Can you tell?
No.
No, you... Oh, apparently we're not missing someone. and I will not repeat what Ambi just typed in the chat. Pencil. Okay, anyway.
It is the Heroes and Princess Immunity.
Mm-hmm. So they were assigned to sing a hero or a princess song based on a list that we provided.
Mm-hmm. Ambi wants us to explain why she's typing.
Right, so...
Once upon a time, we had sing-offs. And she made plans to avoid a certain round, which, due to the sing-offs being canceled and immunities being made, we had things switched around. So she wasn't supposed to be with us, but she is by the luck of the hotel wireless system. So, yeah.
Which is ironically hosting the call because our internets are slower than wireless hotel internet, apparently.
Yep.
So, it's a classy hotel, apparently. Ooh. So, disclaimer, we do not own the rights to any Disney things, songs, music, lyrics, so forth. And...
we love Disney. Please don't sue us.
Yep.
You guys love our energy tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm, like, not feeling good today. Anyway, I guess you're ready to get started, though?
Yes, I am.
All right. First up tonight is Aria.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. People, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river. Waiting just around the river bend. I look once more, just around the river bend, beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. What I dream the day might send, just around the river bend. For me, coming for me. I feel it there beyond. Those trees are right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend. Just around the river. Steady as the beating drum. Should I marry Coco Wong? Is all my dreaming at an end? Why do you still wait for me, dream giver?
And that was Aria with Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas, a princess song.
Yep.
Our first princess of the night.
Uh-huh. Yay. So, Ambi's typing. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to read her notes, and here's what she says. You really sounded like Pocahontas at times to me, but other times you got a little too classical. I loved the parts when you were a bit more earthy and into the personality and meaning of the song rather than into the notes being perfect. I feel like Beyond Those Trees section, for example, was really good, and that could have tricked me into thinking it was cut direct from the animation. I also love the slower part. The emotion was hot. Good job.
Uh-huh. Typing. Oops.
Oh, directly.
Okay. Okay. Is that all?
I believe so.
Typing? Yep. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, I thought this was a great choice for you. I like that breathy emphasis you were putting on the word just. No, she was like, she softened it on that word. It kind of added more emotion to the song. I also like the part in the first verse where she would power through the word bend. It sounded very like chest oriented and very powerful and strong. Towards the end, in the last part, this is kind of getting nitpicky, but the "or do you still wait for me, dream giver," it sounded like that line came in a little bit earlier in the music than it should, because the music picked up a little later in the line than it normally would. Oh, and then the very last line, it sounded like a lyrical error or a mispronunciation. I heard like just around instead of just around. It sounded kind of odd over there, or a lyrical error. But overall, this was really nice. I thought you did great. Yeah, good job.
I liked it too. For me, you did sound like Gamby said, you did sound like Judy a lot in the song, which surprised me. I'm like, wait, is this Judy Kay? Where did that come from? Okay. Around 2 minutes, this is probably because I don't know the lyrics well enough to the song. I didn't know exactly what you were saying, so it might be just me. Good emotion. Good job.
All right. Is that it?
I guess so.
All right. Next up is Russ.
I like a chicharroni, like to make at home, or a healthy fish with a big backbone. I'm Abraham De Lacy. Giuseppe Casey. Thomas O'Malley. O'Malley the alley cat. I've got that wanderlust. Gotta walk the sea. Gotta kick up highway dust. Feel the grass that's green. Gotta strut them city streets, showing off my eclat. Yeah. Telling my friends of the social elite, or some cute cat I happen to meet, that I'm Abraham De Lacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley. Valley the alley cat. I'm king of the highway, prince of the boulevard, duke of the avant-garde. The world is my backyard. So if you're going my way, that's the road you wanna seek. Cacara to Rome or home sweet home in Paris, magnifique, you all. I only got myself and this big old world, but I sip that cup of life with my fingers curled. I don't worry what road to take, I don't have to think of that. Whatever I take is the road I make, it's the road of life, make no mistake, for me. Yeah. Abraham De Lacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley. O'Malley the alley cat. That's right, and I'm very proud of that. Yeah.
All right, and that was Russ with Thomas O'Malley, the Alley Cat from the Aristocats.
Yeah.
Which is a hero. Mm-hmm. Finally, the song.
Yeah. Yes. More Aristocats. Yes.
Which we don't get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll start with Ambi.
Ambi,
what do you say? You went with the song I suggested, and I liked it a lot. This is the most laid-back, mellow, and almost downright jazz I have ever heard you, and I'm really proud that you have stepped out of your comfort zone to do this, because it was great. Possibly one of the best things you've done on the show so far for us, because it's different and still epic. You should do things like this more often, because it's really good for you. Good job, Russ.
Russ, okay. This was an interesting song choice for you, and I like this style on you. You had the jazziness. It was suited you, and it was hard to imagine you doing this song, but in the end, it was good. I thought your pitch-wise was great, and your vibrato control was good also. But I wish you had more swagger in your performance, and a bit more, like, I don't know, variation. It sounded very linear to me. Like, it kind of lacked levels. And I thought maybe you could have played around with the pacing of certain words or put emphasis on certain phrases like the original did. Because, like, it was very nice to listen to, but it was kind of, not repetitive, but, like, it kind of dragged.
Lacking umph?
Yeah, it was a bit lackluster for me. I thought some parts were slightly off sync with the movie. The Some Cute Cat I Happened to Meet and the Abraham DeLacy, they were a bit early.
Yeah, I have that music. One down.
And I thought your music was a little loud at times, but overall it was good, Russ. It's one I liked it. Yeah. So Zelle.
Okay, I thought this was an interesting song choice. For me, it could have been a little bit more laid back, and again with the emphasis that Jeffers mentioned that Phil Harris did in the song, just a little more emphasis to it. But laid back, I mean, that didn't make sense at all. 2:22, your timing was a little off, which was one of the ones that Jeffers mentioned. Let's see. Personally, I would have liked if you cut the 7 seconds of sound effects from the beginning off. But overall, it was nice listening to you do something different. We haven't heard you do something this different since, I don't know, classic Disney, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, that was like a, whoa, Russ is doing. I don't know what Russ is doing. But yeah, this was good. Yeah, this was good, Russ.
So yeah, it was very refreshing. Very refreshing hearing you do something different.
Yep.
So please keep surprising us.
Yeah, it was good. Variety is good.
So, right. So are we done?
I'm done here. You done?
Ambi, I guess, is like, done. Okay.
Okay, she's done. All right. Okay. And now it's time for results of the Heroes and Princess Disney Immunity Challenge. Yeah.
Yay!
It would have been nice if more people submitted, but...
Because you ruined the whole point of this round, really.
Yeah. So the way this round worked was we had divided different... characters among heroes and princesses that you could choose to do, and the way this immunity challenge worked was that one designated person who sang a hero song would win the immunity as a hero, while the other person would win the immunity as a designated princess. So as a surprise, two people would get immunity instead of one. Ta-da! But unfortunately,
so you know what that means.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we only had two people submit for this round, but that's okay because
one of each.
You both sang a princess and a hero song. So, surprise! You both get immunity tonight.
Woo! So, you both get it! Yay!
So, yeah. Congratulations. Which is also a very good thing.
So, it was good for them. And this is why people need to submit.
For immunity. Yeah.
Immunity.
Tonight would have been a great night to win immunity because there were twice the available immunity spots, and tomorrow night is going to be a tough night. It's the Disney channel theme
Channel.
and it's and I think it's gonna be challenging for some people, so we'll see how that goes. But
And there's also one piece of news that we want to say about next week's immunity. There is no more immunities after this.
Yep, this is the last
Meaning
immunity round.
you guys pretty much screwed yourselves over.
We had a few
Because you
more.
all are lazy.
Ambi, that's not very nice. But yeah, we had a couple more planned for this season, but the turnout for immunity rounds aren't very good for the last couple weeks. So we are taking off immunity challenges. So
I screenshot that, Ambi.
yeah, she's trying to prove that we didn't say whatever she said that I can't remember, but it was something not very nice. So
You're all lazy. Okay,
okay,
sorry.
anyway,
We're both out of it.
so yeah, Russ and Arya, you
So
have
yeah, no
one
more.
immunity challenges tonight. So you're both immune for tomorrow night, assuming you both submit. And yeah.